welcome to the Bits. This is
who
Paulina.
Are you? Oh, I'm Quinn.
I'm Claire.
And we are talking very scary things this episode. Actually, mainly like one scary thing and then other fun, scary things.
But to be frank, it's the scariest thing.
It's the scariest thing that could have happened to an Edmontonian, really, let's be honest. We are, of course, talking about the injury to McDavid's lower body, lower half, this week. It was an ankle injury, I understand. Sounds like it's not too serious, and he'll be back in a few weeks. But there was that moment, I think, that we all had when he went down and then he went down the tunnel where we're all like, fuck. Like, you just see the playoff dreams crumbling before your eyes, like your life flashing before your eyes. I don't know if you guys felt that way.
Well, I actually was quite lucky. I was at a work event, so I wasn't watching the game. So then I got this shocking text from my brother that McDavid's out and the Oilers are down 4-0 in the first period. And I was like, sorry, what? That's a lot to take in. So I didn't see it happen. And then, you know, was left to wonder what exactly happened. But my brother, who loves to play doctor on TV, was like, well, it looked like it could be a high ankle sprain, which would be 4 weeks. The mechanism of the injury looks like it could be a high ankle sprain, and that's about 4 weeks.
Wow. I wish I was as calm, cool, and collected and just rational when these types of things occur in sports, but I'm more like, everything is bad. Everyone's going to die. We've lost the playoffs. It's all over. It's like crash and burn. Panic alarm.
When I saw it, I didn't think that it looked too bad. And then to see him go down the tunnel, for sure, you have that kind of collective, like, oh no.
Yeah.
The fear sets in. But I also had this kind of negative feeling of, well, of course that will be like something's broken or something stupid. So I, maybe not panic and fear, but cynicism set in really early. But do we know, like, I admit to, I think I was cooking when that game was on, so I wasn't fully watching it. Have you rewatched the video multiple times? You don't like doing that.
I can't watch injuries very often, but yeah. I do know that it was a play that should have been a penalty.
Yeah, it was a trip, right? And no one went back to take care of that either.
Classic.
Yeah, so it's incredibly frustrating. Yes. But do you mean, Claire, in terms of like retaliation from the Oilers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was an emotionless game.
Yeah,
you lose your captain, you lose your superstar, and then you go down and lose 6-1. Like that is just such a bad, bad showing.
That was the scariest piece of media that I consumed over this entire Halloween season was that game. That injury.
Yes.
And then the 6-1 loss. I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. If McDavid had gone, had gotten a much more severe injury, season ending, because it did cross my mind, do you think the Oilers could make it without him to the Stanley Cup final again?
Well, are we talking like regular season ending or like wouldn't even be back for playoffs? Like this is a 10-month injury. Because there is a big difference there.
Do you
right?
think they'd make it to
because
playoffs?
Because this is
if
like
he,
this could be a
didn't.
Very Vegas Golden Knights moment
yeah.
where he's out for the regular season and then comes in fresh like Mark Stone in the playoffs and like lights everybody up because he's not tired and he's incredibly strong.
Well, what if he was out for like the whole season, including the playoffs?
I mean, I think we also have Draisaitl. We have other pieces to the puzzle that could get us there. If they wake up and the team starts working together, it's possible to get to the beginning of the playoffs. I don't know how deep we would go without them.
Yeah.
Probably not very deep at all.
I think we'd still
but
make we
could
it
potentially
you know,
get
maybe
there.
Around.
They might get there for him. That could be a motivator.
I think we'd get, you know, a round of the playoffs in, but I don't think it would go much further than that.
No, I don't think so. And I mean,
You don't think
just
that
even
it would
looking at their
even.
offensive at looking at their offensive numbers, even without McDavid, like they're, you know, number one guy. Yeah, they don't have the same team as last year. Last year, I think it was a different story. I think that they were better defensively, and
Jeez.
yeah.
That
So
doesn't bode
I
well
think
for
that
this year.
they could have pulled it off last year and made the playoffs. I don't think they would have gone to the Stanley Cup final, but
No. Yeah.
yeah.
I mean,
So.
I do believe to some extent in Knobloch as a coach, but I get what you're saying.
That'd be a tall
So,
task.
well, he's a tall man. He can reach.
Our pencil, yep.
So I also was like going through all these scenarios in my mind, like if I had to like bargain with the devil to make sure that McDavid wasn't injured for the remainder of the season, like what would it take?
What's the
So
line? Tell us what the line
I
is.
don't know.
Where does it
I'd be
end?
curious if you guys have a line. Like, would you rather McDavid be out with a season-ending injury, including the playoffs, or diarrhea for a year?
Ugh.
I
Don't
mean,
like
it's
that
that's
word. It just makes me
diarrhea.
uncomfortable immediately. Both of them do.
Well, yeah. I mean,
That's
so
a
how do you
no-win
feel?
situation. Like,
That's a
how do you
no
get
win.
out of that?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to choose diarrhea.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to stay hydrated. You just got to make sure that you're still drinking lots of water because, like, diarrhea typically takes most of your water.
I mean, I might die, I might pass away, but
Like, how
it's not
severe?
just
Yeah, like, is it just like
like
loose poop or is it like full blowing?
like
I don't like this line.
it's
I
not
don't
gonna.
like this line of questioning. I'm
Well,
uncomfortable.
that's the point. It's supposed to
A little
make you
poop
uncomfortable.
soup.
So no, we don't like that. It's a light to moderate. I don't know. Anyway, I choose diarrhea. Claire, what do you choose?
It's light,
To moderate.
I mean, it's happened before. I
Yeah,
mean,
but not
middle
every day
age
for a
is
year.
being IBS, is having IBS. I don't know. I don't know. I don't like this one.
You have
Oh,
to
she's
answer.
opting out.
Pass. Yeah,
You can't pass.
She's picking the injury. Just pick
Yeah,
the
she's
injury. It's
picking the
fine.
injury. She wants McDavid out.
No, I don't think this is a
She's
want.
not
She's
willing
looking
to
out for herself. She
sacrifice
is a
her body, is what I'm hearing.
mother.
Yeah.
She has children to look after. Different
Okay.
situation. I, on the other hand, just have two cats, and they'd probably be fine if I was home all the time on the toilet.
Would
So.
you rather a season-ending, year-ending injury for McDavid or
I hate that you're saying that so many times.
An extra 2 months of winter, and
Oh, that's the easiest thing in the
the
world.
2 months of
2 months of
winter are
winter.
-35. 2 months of
No, I
winter.
don't care.
Okay.
I do not care.
I didn't think that
Absolutely
you guys
not.
would be okay
No,
with
listen.
-35 for another 2 months. Do
Like,
we
if it
still
was,
get summer
if.
after those 2 months?
Well, I mean, it's gonna bleed into like springtime, but
I take it.
so April,
You know what?
May,
We're
basically. April,
we're inside
May,
the rink anyways.
you're getting 2 full months of -35.
Okay,
Yes.
but that's fine
Okay.
because we're at the rink watching Connor McDavid win a Stanley Cup.
Well,
So,
that's
boom.
totally. I agree. I wasn't sure that you guys were going to be so on board with that, honestly. Okay. S
That's silly.
season-ending injury for McDavid, or the Flames have a guaranteed playoff final spot next year.
In the Stanley Cup final?
Yeah.
Say that again.
So
Season
like, so
ending,
we make a
like.
bargain with the devil and we're like, hey, devil,
Well, then that
if
means that the
you.
Oilers can't be in it.
Yeah,
So
because
I might
they're
as well just pick the
runs.
McDavid injury.
Yeah.
Does
Can't have
it? But
that. What if he
no,
doesn't
either
have the
can't be
injury
two
and then they
Western
can win
teams.
it?
No,
Yeah.
you're saying if you're saying that they're in the Stanley Cup final, it's impossible for the Oilers to be there.
Exactly. Agreed. So it's like we get our chance this year if he's not
Oh.
injured, but the Flames get a guaranteed shot next year.
No, don't like
No, I'd
that.
take this year off with McDavid.
Yeah.
Take the year off. Okay.
Yeah, because then, because it
But
doesn't,
do you
you're not
think they
saying
have
that it's
the.
like a
I don't know.
guarantee that
They're.
they win this year. And then
Okay.
it, if it's a guarantee that they're not back the following year, and my nemesis is. So, Yeah,
Okay.
I'm taking the year off, and then
Interesting.
I'm going to continue allowing Connor McDavid to make as many Stanley Cup finals as he wants. I got to stop saying finals. Stanley Cup final.
Right. It's
Yeah.
that's a hard one to not slip up. I think everybody does it.
Well, I was the one that scolded you guys for it, so
I
I
mean, but
should
everyone
probably get
does
it
it. That's the
right.
thing. Yeah. Well, you in particular should
Yeah,
probably
I
get it right.
absolutely should live by.
Okay. I think those are my devil bargains, unless you guys have one you want to throw out there on a whim.
Okay, so season-ending injury for Connor McDavid, or you have a snake tongue
Ew.
for the rest of your life.
That's
Snake tongue. That's a
silly.
good one. Snake tongue. If I had to make a deal with the devil and be like, I will go get surgery to get a snake tongue if you can guarantee that the Oilers win the Stanley Cup this year, I would do it. I would
One
make that deal.
time.
I would one cup and I get a snake tongue.
No.
Who even really sees your tongue?
I would definitely see it if it was a fucking snake.
I
I
would
have
be I
one.
would be showing you guys. I would be imposing my
I have
snake
one.
tongue on you guys constantly. Yes. But otherwise you can't even really see it. Seems worth it.
Would you rather? Okay, so this has turned into us winning the Stanley Cup, not just him
Well,
not
it's like
having
our
a season.
chances are basically gone, but and then we take it to another level. We can do what we want. Yeah.
Okay, so guaranteed we make it to the Stanley Cup final. Or okay, wait, maybe I'm not doing this right. Or like, okay, guaranteed Stanley Cup final, knowing that it would mean he is signing, he is not staying in Edmonton, he is going to Toronto.
Ooh.
Which one
Do
would you
they
take?
win the Stanley Cup?
No,
Guaranteed
just
the final.
guaranteed
I
the
want to
final.
take the Stanley Cup final.
Well, if he knows it's his last, then maybe he'll try really hard because
Yeah,
he's not going to
I
win
would
one in
take the
Toronto.
final.
Yeah.
In case you guys haven't noticed, like I really want to win this year. Like I want that win to happen this year. Otherwise, I'm like worried that
It
it's just
does
not
feel
going to
very
happen.
personal that you'd be willing to modify your body,
Yeah.
to a snake tongue. To a
Yeah.
snake.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to. So I guess you know my answer on whether or not I would get a Flames tattoo if it meant that McDavid didn't have a season-ending injury, which I
Okay,
would.
I'm having fun with this. Would you rather? Okay, one
Yeah.
more.
Okay.
Totally unrelated. Would you rather
Oh.
McDavid and Draisaitl split up
Oh.
on different teams and win separate cups,
No,
or stay in Edmonton forever without a cup win?
no. I don't want to. Wait, what? Is
We
one of
don't
them
win
winning?
either way
We
there.
don't win either way then.
Would you rather?
That's like a
Does
lose-lose.
anybody win if Paulina gets a fucking snake tongue?
Sarah, maybe.
Sarah might, yeah.
Oh, God. No. She
Yeah, but
loses.
we,
She
no,
actually
I lose,
loses.
I lose, but we get McDavid healthy and a potential, like a shot at the Stanley Cup. In your scenario, we're not winning at all.
Yeah, you take everything away from us.
Well, that's the scenario, I
This
guess.
is
Well,
a
I'd rather
like
post
McDavid
apocalyptic
and world.
Draisaitl forever.
Yeah, I
Because
guess
they're
I
fun
would
to watch.
selfishly too.
Yeah, I don't care. If they
Yeah.
can't win it here, then they don't deserve to win.
Then they can't win it anywhere. That's
Yeah.
true. That's
Yeah.
borderline abusive mentality, but that's where we're at.
Yeah.
If I can't have them, no one can have them.
Yeah, that is abusive.
Yeah.
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 But I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah, I'm
comfortable with
comfortable with
it.
my choices. I'll
Yeah.
sleep just fine tonight.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All
Good talk,
right.
gals. That was completely unhinged.
That I loved
On
it. That was great.
a week like this, it feels like it can be unhinged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking. Like, are we gonna
Speaking
transition to unhinged?
of unhinged.
Yeah.
And speaking of unhinged and scary things, I wanted to talk about Evander Kane, because he's kind of been in the shadows lately, and I wanted to,
Cut him
I don't know,
loose.
bring him up. Kane the villain is what I'm feeling. I don't know how you ladies are feeling, But I feel like, you know, when he first came to the team, there was a lot of redemption talk and in the community. And I think that's still happening. In fact, I just saw him at a chamber event. So he's in the community doing some good things, but there's also kind of like a darker side that I've been hearing buzzes around and in the media. And so I'm just kind of curious what you all think and the impact that might be having in and outside the locker room.
Okay, well, I personally have never bought into the Kane redemption arc, like the Kane the
Me
human
neither. Me
redemption arc.
neither.
Yeah,
I was very skeptical.
I've been fine with him being on the team because, you know, I'm not perfect and I will have a shitty person, I guess, play on the team, but if they're a good player and I can like separate that to some extent. But I never thought that he was like suddenly this really good guy. And there's so many
No,
things
me
that you can
neither.
read about him at your, you know, you can read about all the shitty things that have been rumored about him or proven about him, and he just doesn't seem like that great of a dude. And I don't really think that he's changed all that much. So
So it was interesting.
I would let, and he's not really giving us anything on the ice anymore. So I say cut him loose. But
Well,
we
the
don't need
thing,
him.
how do you cut him loose though?
But
Right?
before
Like
we get
that's
into,
just the problem.
before getting into cutting him loose, I think that's like we're willing
You
to turn a bit of a blind eye to the personality in favor of performance. It is a pro sports team after all.
Yeah.
And so that's no longer there. And now it's kind of like, okay, what do we do with this guy now? So yeah, like I don't know what you ladies have heard. And again, like to be clear, this is all hearsay. I do not have like a first hand view of this, but
Word
there's
on the
been,
street.
yeah, word on the street is he's not practicing with the team. He's missed important practices with the team. He has a bit of a like of a diva attitude in that like he'll no show. He comes late to games, before games.
Yeah,
And
and I mean he's had issues with all these
every
other
other
teams,
team.
every team, like he keeps changing teams. And it's like, oh, I'm gonna rehab my image and whatever, and then it never works out because like he's at the end of the day, he's the same guy.
Well, and that's the thing. So, like, just looking at his hockey history, basically it's 3 or 4 years with each team, and then he is gone. So when he first got here, like, you'd have to think that at some point, like, a guy is going to realize that he's nearing the end of his career. Like, you know, like his career is going to be over. He has a huge gambling debt. He's in trouble. So he's got to rehab his image. And I know that when he first got here, he was going to, you know, Walmart and buying things for people. And I hear that he was like driving himself there. Like it wasn't a PR stunt to do it. But yeah, now he's just proving he's showing his true colors. And, you know, he's injured right now. They're missing that toughness for sure. And he certainly, you know, he can still put up numbers. He adds a real edge. You know, he had 44 points last year, which is a pretty good season. But again, if he's starting to cause conflict in the dressing room, though, that is a very different story.
And we don't
And
know
you're
that
gonna
for sure, but I mean, how could it not be when you see that documentary on Prime of McDavid's intensity. We all knew that already about him. That's your captain. And I just can't imagine that, you know, someone so maybe cavalier might be the word, or like
self-centered.
in it for himself, not the team. That's the vibe that's kind of I'm getting and that's going around. And I just can't, like, that can't be sitting well with Captain Connor. It really can't be. There's
No.
no
And
way.
people,
And
I
then
think
also,
people
there's
can
the
see
whole
that. People can see that. Like
Well,
the
yeah, I was.
regular Joe viewer like us is like, something seems off there.
Well, and like, can we talk a little bit about the hernia debacle and the timing of his surgery? Again, speculative, but I just thought that was such strange timing. Like, in what world does a pro athlete wait till the beginning of the season to get a surgery that he knew he needed for the entire offseason?
Yeah.
Sorry, but you can't tell me he's waiting in line like the rest of us. There's no
Here's
way.
the thing. I'll this is again very, very speculative. He's going to miss time no matter what. And they need the cap space with injured reserve.
Oh, fair enough.
So
You
I
don't
don't
think
know if there
that.
was a huge rush to get the surgery.
You don't think it had anything to do with like him not wanting to wreck his off season and enjoy the summer? Just saying.
That
Oh.
we would have no idea.
I
Like,
know. I'm just
like
saying. We can
that's just,
theorize. We can theorize.
we can theorize. It
One
could,
might
and like it's a theorize to
one
say that maybe
might.
the Oilers didn't care and wanted him to wait because
Maybe
they
he
need him on
wanted.
IR.
Okay, so anyways, all I'm saying is like, what if Hot Boy Summer of Kane was a thing? And what if he decided he was going to be selfish and take it for himself instead of thinking of the team? Just saying.
Yeah, maybe
You
well, I
know,
have
like,
no
I want to
doubt that
go
he was
on
being
a
selfish.
yacht. I just
I've
want to go on
heard,
a yacht all summer. I want to go to Ibiza.
well, he made
I don't
another
really care about
baby.
working. Yeah,
Yeah, like they're having another baby.
Okay, so we can't
So,
cut him loose.
well, it's going to be tough because who takes him?
We can't
Nobody
take him
takes
out to
him.
sea and put him in a rowboat with no oars and then just cut the rope.
I mean,
Reasonable. Just see
that's tough to
where.
do to his kids, maybe.
And the people
I
who
don't know
love
his
him. Yeah.
kids.
Well, okay, so.
At the end of the story is with Evander Kane is that
Yeah.
Evander Kane has an expiration date, and that has become clear. As much as we want him to continue to rehabilitate, like he has 4 years on every team, 3 to 4 years on every team he's ever
Yeah.
played,
Yeah.
right? So it's like he has an expiration date. He's good for a couple years. You get a lot out of him, and then he turns into the selfish person that he always has been.
But we
So.
got,
That's
but
so
we've
fair.
gotten like a season and a bit out of him is how I feel. Like it took him a lot to get started last year. And to be fair, he had a very serious injury.
Right.
And anyway,
Terrifying.
I mean,
This
this
is his
guy,
fourth
that's,
year with the Oilers, though.
oh, that's crazy to think.
That is
Yes, this
crazy.
is
That
year
is
number four.
crazy.
He played in
That's,
21,
yeah,
22.
that's true. That's
So
true.
like we're really at the end of the
We are.
expiration.
4 years into every media hit with Evander Kane with no clothes on.
So
That's
we're,
how many
yes.
times we've seen him without clothes. I can't help but wonder, do you think that like when he's at, like he's definitely not a wearing a shirt at home guy, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that in your own home. Do you think that he like answers the door without a shirt on, like for trick or treating,
Without a
for
doubt.
example?
Probably.
Without a doubt.
I
No
don't like
kids.
to imagine Evander Kane without clothes on because that is gross to
That's all
me.
I can
But
imagine. That's all I see because that's
unfortunately, I
mostly what
can't
I
really
see.
picture anything else because he's constantly like without clothes, but
Like
whatever.
not just no shirt. Like I do you remember
Oh
last
yeah, I remember his
and
bare
no
butt.
pants. No pants. Where are your clothes, sir?
So he's at the phoning it in stage of his tenure at the at this team, which is evident. But Quinn, you made a good point about the IR space and the salary cap and all of that stuff. Can we talk a little bit? So moving away from Kane, it just that you said that and it kind of made me think of something else I want to talk about. So moving away from Kane for a minute and looking at the team as a whole in general and where we want to see the team go. And what we think the team needs. Can you explain like how mid-season trades work?
Yeah.
And how that
So,
works with like salary and like where like
yeah.
what kind of
So,
wiggle room the Oilers have right now?
well, the wiggle room is not enormous right now on Puckpedia. They have about 4.7 in current cap space right now. And then of course they have long-term injured reserve, which Evander Kane is on, which is the $5 million.
Yeah.
Anyways, so typically, I mean, for a trade, like, like they can't just sign a guy, which obviously you don't really do in the middle of the season. So a trade, like, it would certainly have to be them dumping some salary, or just a trade for a guy who makes around the same salary so that you can kind of keep the cap space where it is. So like typically like GMs are talking all year long and GMs are trying to sell their players to other GMs. So I know, for example, in Philadelphia, the GM there has a couple defensemen that he's trying to sell to the Oilers. He'll talk about how great they are in the room and that kind of thing. Like I've heard this from some of the media who have talked to those GMs, and it's just like like they're trying to sell. And so you do have to be careful, obviously, as a general manager in the NHL, because you've got another GM who's trying to sell you. But I mean, in that case, like even if a guy isn't playing well, sometimes it's just like not the right fit and like a change in, of pace. What I'd really, really love to see, and I know that this is kind of like dreaming big, I did like, to be really honest, would love to see them get Cody Ceci back in a trade. I just think in terms of like a team guy, he was really important to the Oilers. So that would kind of be where I would like to lean towards. I know it's kind of going back to a guy that could have his moments of not being great defensively,
Listen,
but
if they can find someone to play with Darnell Nurse and
yeah,
we got
that's
any
exactly what
chemistry
they're
with
looking for.
Darnell,
Yeah, they're looking for that exactly
I'd
right
love to
now,
see
I would
like
say.
the last year guys like make a big return to us. Yeah, that would be When you
great.
think about moving Kane, like there are some again hypothetical things in that we could potentially retain a portion of his salary, so 50% of his salary, which would really hurt, be north of 2.5 million. But that makes him appealing. Like if we are looking to clear out
Unload the
some
personality.
bad
Yeah.
energy, that's
Yep.
a potential option. So meaning we would still pay for half of his salary and carry that on our salary line, but it does open up half of his salary. Okay, have you ever heard of anyone trading for a long-term injured reserve contract?
That
Super
has
rare.
happened. So like it doesn't happen very often, but there are teams that aren't even hitting the cap floor, so that's like the lowest number. So I know in the past Arizona had been like under the cap floor, and so they would literally just trade for like a big contract where the guy wasn't playing. So it isn't very common, and I don't know what other teams' cap salaries or cap hits look like right now. So I'm not sure if that's a potential. And I mean, the thing is like if you're trying to sell Evander Kane, it's like, hey man, you get 2 good years. You
Yeah,
get
it's like
two really great
what are
years.
you looking for? And I
Yeah.
think that's, the other thing that puts us in a tight spot in Edmonton, which we've talked about before, are like Quinn used the metaphor of like our cupboards are empty. Like we don't have prospects or draft picks
We don't
even
have draft picks. We
to be
have
trading.
prospects, but yeah,
Well,
draft, like we don't have future draft picks. And we
yeah.
don't have a ton of prospects. Yeah.
We have some, but like
Yeah.
anything we've developed is now gone.
Well, that
And
we've developed well. Yeah, that was, yeah.
yeah, so it's like we don't really have a lot of any, like we don't, it in a tighter market where we are tight on cap space, all these things, we've got a guy that some people might want for a very short period of time who's currently injured. We don't have a lot to like sweeten the deal. It's kind of like me in fantasy football when I try and take your best player and give you four shitty players. That's kind of,
That's a classic Claire move in
but you're getting a four
fantasy.
for one. Maybe
You're
I
getting
should.
four shitty players for one amazing player.
Yeah, you're
That's
welcome.
not a good deal. But there
anyways,
might be someone who would take you up on it. Who knows? I made
well,
a
it
dumb
depends
trade
on the
yesterday.
situation.
I
The thing
wasn't
is,
paying attention. I made a dumb trade.
if you can make, if you have four. For that, staying with that narrative, if
Yeah,
you
yeah.
have four like second rate players and not a deep bench, you never know. Maybe it helps. But yeah, anyways, I mean, the other thing we could do is buy him out, but I don't see that happening.
No, and then you're just paying that salary for quite a while too, and it just goes against the cap. Like there's a portion of it that goes against the cap. It's a tricky situation. Wouldn't want to be Stan Bowman.
So if we were realistically to make a midseason trade, what is a trade that you would want to see? Quinn, you would want CeCe back? Is that
I mean, yeah,
realistic?
like if I'm being realistic, like a dream scenario, it's obviously going to be bigger. It's going to be, a really
No,
good
realistic.
right-handed defenseman. But realistically, I think, it's a fit in the dressing room, and yeah, the guys
Fair.
loved
Well,
him.
and he makes the right amount of money. Like he's what, 3, 4 million a year? Three? Under 3.5,
Right.
right?
I don't
Yeah,
know.
so there's room for him. But the thing is that if you're trading somebody else, then you're unloading that cap space as well, right? So Yeah, we definitely need a top four defenseman. There is absolutely no doubt about that. I know that there's concern about offense. Like right now, like their goal differential is
That'll
minus
come.
13. Last year they were plus 57, but the offense is going to come. That I don't panic about that. I do have to worry about defense.
Oh
How do
yeah,
you feel
of course.
about Montour?
Brandon Montour.
Yeah. Defenseman, but I'm pretty sure I'm trying to think of guys who are
Yeah. So that
like
would be someone that,
mid, like mid. We're gonna get
yeah.
someone mid. That's
So
what.
that would be a potential scenario that you would maybe want to see.
You know who I'd
Realistically, of course.
really like is Chris Tanev.
Oh yeah, of course.
Don't think we can
Yeah, that
afford
would
him.
be good. I
That's
know
more of a
there's like
dream
there's
scenario.
yeah, I'd say that's more of a dream scenario. There's guys like Connor Murphy who's in Chicago who are like, you know, kind of quietly rumored. Vrov is another guy that they're kind of looking at. He's in Columbus right now.
Oh,
So
okay.
that's another guy that is rumored as well. Drafted by Philly years ago, but now with Columbus. So
I
here's
feel like Chris Tanev, he might not be that out of reach. He's 34 years old.
Do we want more old guys?
I mean, that's kind
Yeah.
of what we can afford, I
Yeah, I
think,
guess
right
that's
now,
fair.
if we want a starting player.
Yeah.
We can't afford a young starter. Anyway, just yeah, I mean, we saw him a lot in the Dallas series. He's a high impact player. I feel like he plays with a lot of heart. He's a big boy. He's 6'3".
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, with that.
Yeah,
Player. That would be
that
great.
would be a really good get. And he's a Canadian boy, right shot D. Could be
Yep,
cool.
fair enough. Get into Chris Tanev.
Anyways, I
Yeah.
think that's all we have time for today. So I have an emergency orienteering meeting I gotta
Oh,
get
of
to.
course.
So
That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
yeah,
The
sorry to
orienteers. Yeah. Classic Claire.
sorry to cut you short, but hey,
We'll see you on another time.
we'll see you on another time.
Thanks, guys.